Voters in Los Angeles pick a new mayor Tuesday to replace Antonio Villaraigosa, who is term limited. The race pits a city councilman against the city controller. Both of the leading candidates had left-leaning voting records while on the city council. With just 4 days left of campaigning, polls have the two in a virtual dead heat, NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Campaigning in a 470-square-mile city sliced up into neighborhoods divided by a web of freeways, you log a lot of miles and appear at a lot of forums.
How you doing, guys? Good to see you. Good evening.
One night this week, Eric Garcetti and Wendy Gruhl were courting South L.A.'s African-American and Hispanic vote in Watts. Inside the Macedonia Baptist Church, both candidates smiled and swayed to the music. Later, as Hispanic voters tried on their headphones to listen in translation, it was down to business.
And tonight we have gathered in Watts because Watts is one of those places in our city that has been left out, forgotten, and for Satan.
Pastor Shane Scott introduced both Garcetti and Gruhl, who are undoubtedly outsiders in neighborhoods like this. Garcetti represents Hollywood on the city council, and Gruhl hails from the suburban San Fernando Valley. But Garcetti has Mexican heritage and has picked up key endorsements from Hispanic leaders. For her part, Gruhl often talks about working for the popular former mayor Tom Bradley and Bill Clinton, as she mentioned during the forum.
It is about jobs. President Clinton the other day said at an event, and we were talking about when I introduced him, that there's no better social program than a good job.
Clinton has endorsed Gruhl, who also has the backing of the city's powerful unions, and that's been Garcetti's main attack on the stump and in ads that Gruhl is beholden to big labor. She in return paints him as the candidate of big developers. Right now, though, Hollywood is booming.
And when you think of Eric Garcetti, he's helped put the opportunity back in Hollywood. So, Eric, we're proud to endorse you.
At a recent event at the Hollywood Chamber, Garcetti used the occasion to tout his business-friendly record while on the city council. Garcetti has won praise for helping turn around the once blighted neighborhood, which today is buzzing with tourists and construction.
It shows that even in tough times, we can create jobs, help businesses, and revitalize neighborhoods. It's what I'm going to do across Los Angeles, block by block, one neighborhood at a time.
Wendy Gruhl sounds similar themes about revitalizing L.A. at her events. And like Garcetti, she doesn't miss an opportunity to talk about L.A.'s troubled schools. Outside of a school board meeting downtown this week, the agenda of which read like a laundry list of the district's problems, Gruhl shook hands with supporters and union members wearing purple T-shirts.
Being the mayor of the second largest city in the country, you have a lot of power. You have a lot of voice. And we've seen it grow over the years. The mayors have taken a greater role, you know, each day, and I'm going to continue in that vein.
But the reality is, unlike New York or Chicago, L.A.'s mayor has little actual power, especially when it comes to schools. It's among the reasons observers say the current race hasn't garnered much interest. There's even been little buzz over the fact that Wendy Gruhl could be L.A.'s first female mayor. Despite a record $20 million spent in the March primary, barely 20% of registered voters bothered to turn out. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.